Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we celebrate the birthday of Charles Baudelaire, born the 9th of April, 1821. He lived until 1867. Most famous for his Les Fleurs du Mal, The Flowers of Evil, in its prose poetry style, he also wrote many individual poems which have been set by art song composers such as Debussy, Duparc, and Fauré. Before I tell you about his life, let's hear one of these Baudelaire-inspired songs set to music by Gabriel Fauré. This is Chant d'Automne, or Song of Autumn. This poem is a complicated reference to a lost summer and a dread of what lies ahead. To read the original French and a translation, please go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Now enjoy two different singers in Fauré's Song of Autumn to the words of Baudelaire. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday special for the French modernist poet Baudelaire. He wrote the words for the Song of Autumn, which we heard Gerard Souzet perform with Dalton Baldwin piano. The second time through, we enjoyed Felicity Lott with pianist Graham Johnson. Let me tell you a bit about Baudelaire. He was an erratic student and studied law in Paris mostly because he didn't know what other course to follow. There he finally decided on becoming a writer, frequented prostitutes, and contracted gonorrhea and syphilis. He was a free spender, always begging money from his mother and pals. Baudelaire published his famous Les Fleurs du Mal in 1857, which was considered scandalous for its themes of sex and death. There were also references to lesbianism, melancholy, the corruption of city life, lost innocence, and the oppressiveness of living. Let's hear four songs from Les Fleurs du Mal, set by Debussy. Le Balcon, The Balcony, Harmonie du Soir, Evening Harmony, Le Jet d'Eau, The Fountain, and Recueillement, Meditation. Remember that with these dense, complex poems, it's more important than ever to follow the texts and translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Now enjoy Debussy's Baudelaire song.
Sois-y. Yeah.
We just heard four Baudelaire poems that Debussy set as Mélodie. Christopher Maltman was the baritone and Malcolm Martineau the pianist. While the music is still in your ears, let's listen to an orchestrated version of these same songs.
Foyer et le charme.
That was mezzo-soprano Susan Graham with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jean-Pascal Tortelier in the John Adams orchestration of Debussy's Baudelaire songs. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've been celebrating the birthday of the French poet Charles Baudelaire. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.